And welcome to Season 9, Episode 7 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch, and it is a glorious day. It's been a wonderful weekend. Got so much accomplished, and I'm here to have a good time with my two best buds, the Chief and the Goon Chief. How are you, sir?
It is getting warmer, so I'm getting better every day.
Yeah, we actually had sunlight, and I didn't have to wear, you know, jackets that go down to your knees. Goon, how are you, sir?
I didn't wear pants today, so that's how warm it was.
I still have a jacket on, for the record. Okay.
I still have pants on, for the record.
I just wanted to add something unexpected to the first part of the show. Well, how was that?
You know, and I appreciate that because I'm sure there's people who have now done spit takes all over their computers.
Oh, God. You're welcome.
And thank you for that image that will never leave my head. Yeah.
It's been an interesting week. I will sit back.
And who had pantsless Goon on their bingo card?
Wasn't even in the show notes, go figure.
No, it wasn't. I know, I wrote them, you know.
It's not No Pants Tuesday, so I'm taking liberty.
Well, wait a second. It is Tuesday somewhere.
Probably. Yeah,
it's not here. Not Tuesday where he is.
Nor where any of us are.
That's true.
It's a little closer to Tuesday where you and I are, Crutch, but than it is for where Chief is, but not much.
Well, that's only because the Chief's in the past by about an hour.
That's right, man.
This show is a time machine, and you don't even have to go 78 or 88 miles an hour.
By the way, Chief, we still don't have flying cars. Okay, I just want to let you know in the future.
See, you're wrong though. Terra Fusia.
Cool.
We have flying cars. We do not have affordable flying car.
Then sure.
What's the company?
Terra Fusia.
And some of us make our ground-based cars act like they're flying because we're stupid.
You really have to elaborate on that. Like, that's a story that we must share.
Okay.
Flying cars. What a nice segue.
So I woke up Saturday morning and Hurricane and I had a all-day seminar to go to, a virtual seminar. And when I went to prepare breakfast, I realized we were out of a few things. And I thought, I'll go to the store early because Crutch and I tend to wake up early.
We do.
Even on days when we don't have to. And
it's annoying as heck.
So I got up and I started the car that just had the new battery put in by Jacob's Honorable Battery Service. And the car started and I defrosted the windshield. That was pretty exciting.
Most of us take that for granted, but you know.
The battery was supposed to be providing, the old battery, 600 amps to start the car.
Mm-hmm.
It was providing 100.
No, that won't do it.
You know, by golly, I think you're right. That makes the car make this sound when you turn the key. Ready?
Go for it.
There you go.
That's a good noise. Yeah. I've heard that one too.
So as I'm driving up the street, minding my own business, I have to go around, folks park, if they own a business or something, you can park your car out in front of your house in the street. It's wide enough to go around, but you're going to be in the oncoming lane, but it's before 7 a.m.
Sure.
And
you're not going to see a lot of traffic, are you?
And I'm not going very fast at all. At least that's my recollection.
It's the story we're going with tonight.
When the lawyers ask,
the answer. The sun came through the windshield, and it was like I'd pulled right up next to it. I have never been blinded. I've never been blinded like that before. So I slowed down and I thought to myself, I thought, you should go over to the right and get out of the oncoming lane. This is a bad place to be.
Especially if you
and not being able to see is bad too.
Sure.
So I started moving over that way, and much like pilots who lose track of where they are. Yeah, I completely hosed a guy's mailbox. I mean, the mailbox was on the hood of my car, the big post was underneath my car, and I sheared that bad boy right off. It ain't never going back.
Was there any damage to your vehicle?
No, not really. Golly, I said.
Golly.
And I got out.
Loon in his tank.
Yeah. And I got the mailbox off the hood and put it aside. And I backed up and got the post out from under the car. And I thought,
probably good. Yeah.
It's not going to be very good for me to wake this gentleman up at 6:50 in the morning.
Yeah. Come on. I got to show you your busted mailbox.
So I look around in my car for something to write a note on. I find a pen. That's good because, you know, Hurricane is prepared. She's not like me.
Right.
And I tear up the corner of a grocery bag. And I write a note that says something like, first of all, I'm really sorry about your mailbox. I'm an idiot. Here's my telephone number. Please call me and allow me to make it right.
You're a good man. Yeah.
You know, the goon, come on, that's the right thing to do.
It's
anybody
not
else
a common thing to do, though. And that's sad.
That's sad. That's sad, because I don't know this man, and he's a neighbor, even if I don't know him.
How do you not know somebody?
He's a little bit away from my, he's not right in the sphere of influence.
There are people in Irkutsk who know that.
I don't even know where that is. But then again, I don't really know where the Federated Republic of Micronesia is either, so.
And they love you.
And they love us there. So I got a call later from the guy, and he said basically, crap happens, dude. Thank you for leaving the note. And I said, can I at least compensate you for it? And he goes, tell you what, I'll go to Home Depot, buy the stuff. I'll call you back, tell you how much I spent. I go, okay. So he called me back later in the day, and he only spent $106, so he didn't buy the Taj Mahal mailboxes.
It was $11,418.
And this afternoon, I brought him his money, and he was just as nice in person.
And now you're going to his daughter's wedding.
And he did tell me that I'm the fourth person to take out his mailbox, so I feel a little better, but I still feel pretty idiotic because it was all my fault and it was stupid.
No, I'm going to blame the sun.
And as you said, yeah, I think I nicked a little paint off of the air dam on the car. I haven't looked underneath to see if dragging the big post hurt anything. But I don't think it did because I've been driving it for 3 days and it's fine.
You're not leaking anything?
Not that I can see.
Well, that's what the skid plate is for. To prevent bullshit. Now, I was...
I'm surprised the treads didn't just, you know, crush it, but.
This tank tread.
Yeah. Because, you know, I have a 1999 Mercedes Panzer.
So I was just wondering if, you know, your response is the response I would expect out here. But I've been debating Baltimore with people so much. And I can just imagine in Baltimore, there would have been a note. Your people should have never got money to get a house. You know, just like how vile would the message have been, and how it would have been your fault that they ran into it.
Exactly. No, right. That's not how it works. That is not how Mrs. Goon, not the hurricane, my mom, raised me. You pay for your mistakes. You admit them.
Right. Well, I have heard on good authority that the government is paying for its mistakes now.
Yeah, like $4.6 trillion. Out the door, nobody knows how. Nobody knows where. Nobody knows why.
Nobody knows nothing. Hey, I don't know nothing.
but they will soon.
Yeah, yeah, that's the truth.
People keep saying that this is revenge. I'm like, this isn't revenge. This is reckoning. There's a difference.
This is an audit. This is a full-fledged, for real government audit, and yeah, we should have done it long ago. It's like I hear, I can't remember who it is. I don't think it was Chief's friend, Pencil Neck, but somebody going, wow, the president can't fire the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So may I ask you about the question to test your constitutional knowledge?
Sure. I have a pretty good constitution.
As we know, the president fired the chair of the Joint Chiefs, I believe, and put his own guy in there. Because the guy that was in there wasn't going to support the president's policies, and the guy who he put in is. So he's allowed to do that. It happens all the time. President Obama did it. President Biden did it.
President Obama, on day two, had 95 letters of resignation from every single federal prosecutor in all the various locations, and he replaced them all, and nobody went boo.
And other presidents have done that too. In fact, that's the norm. The national press doesn't want you to know that, but that is in fact the norm.
Right. Yeah. You know, they've got this idea that, well, because it's Trump, he shouldn't be allowed to do things other presidents do because Orange Man Bad. And I'm like, Orange Man Bad doesn't show up anywhere in the Constitution, so go away.
So I believe it was Pencil Neck who was saying, well, the military's all disrespected now. Where in the chain of command does the Joint Chief of Staff, the head of the Joint Chief of Staff, what's his position in the chain of command?
I actually don't know. I mean, he's below the president for sure.
He's what?
He serves at the pleasure of the president.
He does. Do you know what his job is?
Carry out the orders of the president?
Well, because he's in the military, yes, because the president is commander in chief. That's why the president can fire him.
It's an advisory position, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. His job is to advise the president on all military matters. He is not in the chain of command.
So, I think the problem is that...
So you're saying there's no battalion that reports to him kind of thing.
That's right. That's right. His staff reports to him, of course. And probably the other joint chiefs, but they're all generals too.
We have the troll in chief, and that is currently the president. And then we have the runner up who's vying for that king of the hill troll level. So I understand that.
Do it pretty well too.
Yeah. You can tell people, you know, in an email the nice way. So what would you say you do here? But you can't send an email that just says, I'm your Huckleberry, and expects people to grasp the finality of the scenario. So, I mean.
It is very amusing for people to get all bent out of shape like they did about this letter that went out to everybody. And I'm thinking to myself, he knew he didn't have the authority to send it out.
But of course,
sending it out was great because it was like back in the old days in trench warfare, right? They would take a helmet, put it on a stick, and you hold the helmet up, right? And then somebody would shoot at the helmet, and you know what direction to shoot at because that's where the shooter was, right?
Exactly.
So he throws this up, and then you see all these people losing their ever-living minds. He's not allowed to do that. We don't have to do that. And I'm like, all you people who are complaining are the ones that he's coming for first. Silly boys and girls, you painted a target on your foreheads.
So, even though we are contractors, Crutch.
Well, I've been an expander, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, me too, but trying my best to eat less. Actually, the new dose of Ozempic, it's making me eat scary less.
You can just do something bad and you be careful. And I ate a lot less today.
I am being careful because remember, I want it for the anti-diabetic properties. I wanted to make my blood sugar.
For the original use?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, losing weight would be a good thing. It will help the diabetes.
Right.
But that's not why I'm taking the drug. I'm taking the drug to lower my A1C and thus my blood sugar.
Right.
And it's working.
That's awesome.
But the eating less was just kind of, wow, it's kind of weird. Like I went to one of our favorite Italian restaurant after we went to the seminar this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
After the, we'll just refer to it as the UMI, the unfortunate mailbox incident. We went to a dinner at Maggiano's. And you know, Crutch, do you not, that their portions are not small?
I believe family style is kind of the way they phrase it.
Yeah, but they don't call them family style dishes, but it's still enough for you, your family, and somebody else's family too.
Right. And then, and the guy next to you gets one just as big.
Yeah. And I mean, I brought probably 2/3 of my meal home.
Wow.
And had a third the next day for lunch and a third some other time for, I don't know, a snack or something. But like today, I had, I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Small bowl of cereal, I think. And then I did eat a lot for lunch. The Greek on the street was in town.
Oh, yeah. They're hard to pass up.
And, but then for dinner, I only had, I had a small, what we would have called a TV dinner back in the day.
TVs were smaller back then, too.
Well, that's true. And they weighed more.
Yeah, isn't that neat how that worked? Eventually, the TV would be the entire size of the wall and you could lift it with a pinky.
Do you guys find, since we were talking politics, that it's hard to wake up every day? My my smiling muscles hurt.
It's, yeah, it's. I'm enjoying the winning, but winning takes a lot of energy.
So you and I are contractors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know about the email that was sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a boss, do we not, as contractors?
I have several. I serve many masters.
But ultimately, the big boss would be the Secretary of Defense. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Sir is what his name is.
Sorry. Mr.
You'd be showing him some respect there, son.
Absolutely.
And, oh man, I just switched back to our show chat and I can't switch to that while we're talking.
It's hard to look at that.
I only told you the show notes, folks. I promise. This time I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's Keeper.
Yep. Sure is. Well, I mean, we didn't have to worry about that letter because our boss said, hey, we'll tell you when we need this information.
Exactly.
And he sent us an email on his very first day that said, I'll have your back. You can trust me. Okay, sir. If he asks me for it, I can, you know, we still have a problem, you and I, because we don't know his level of clearance, although it's probably high enough.
Yeah.
And need to know, and that's probably good too, but I would check with my security people just to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, anything that coming out of our customer space will be cleared before we do anything with it.
Right. But if I have to sanitize it to a level that that DOGE would need,
mm-hmm.
It's going to say, I work in the Defense Department. That's what I did last week.
No,
because I'm trying to...
Sir. You need to say, and I have put this, and I have templated it for others.
Awesome.
I give the requirements of the customers to the developer. And then line number two is not really my secretary. She does that for me.
Right. I pretty much drink coffee and wander around aimlessly.
I get about 12 minutes of real work done during an 8-hour day. And still doing more than everyone else around.
Do you know why Thursday and today we didn't get a lot of work done?
I do.
What the are problem? Why is your life get worked up?
Is it the funny reason I think it is?
Did I tell you about the problem we had on, it was either Thursday or Friday. Thursday, I think.
So we're swimming with the fish, but there were other things swimming?
Well, there was enough water in the lab for the other things to swim.
Oh my, no, really?
One of our coworkers walked into, because of the nature of the work that we do, in order to test our software, we have to set up simulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be like, let's say that you wrote software to launch a rocket. You can't just test it every day because there aren't that many rockets, right?
Much as I'd like to.
Right. So you simulate it.
Simulations.
So we have a big lab that has all the computers and things necessary for us to do that. And that's where we do all our work. Well, there has been a big operational problem that our guys have been working on. And one of them went into the main lab that we use to test this.
Mm-hmm.
And he found water pouring freely onto the power distribution unit. That's where the three-phase power from the outside comes in. That's the real honest to God, lay your ass out deceased.
Technical term.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
And he backed out slowly and went to our boss and went, we have a problem over in the test lab. And he brought him, he said, just open the door. Don't go in. And they looked at it and went, oh, geez. Hey.
Golly, wow.
They said,
golly, gee, realtors.
And they brought in the plumbers and we did an emergency shutdown and we got the power people to disconnect the power.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the water people to get the water to stop. There was literally a river flowing down the hallway.
Wow.
So if it's flowing down the hallway, how did you not understand?
I wasn't the guy who went into the room. I don't know what happened. I'm just happy he's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Apparently a condensate valve for the air conditioning malfunctioned. Or was left shut when it should have been open after maintenance. Something happened. And there was lots of water where there shouldn't be water.
Oh,
and so they spent all day Friday cleaning and vacuuming and testing. And then the electrical people came in and the HVAC people came in. And they basically got everything ready so that for Monday morning it would be ready and we could go continue to work on the problem.
Uh-huh. It's Monday.
Any guesses? Yeah. Want to guess what it looked like Monday when we went in after a weekend where nobody should have been in there?
I'm going to go with pretty much the same.
It wasn't quite as bad this time, but yeah.
Gee, Willikers.
Different guy. And now we're going through the whole thing again. I mean, did somebody come in and do this? Is this a Chinese plant? Going in there and messing with stuff?
Not so much a plant, maybe a fish.
Yeah, maybe it's Feng Feng.
Feng Feng.
That's terrible. All this is bad news.
Your tax dollars at work, sort of.
Well, it could only be worse if it was Higgs boson condensate, because that's just not even real. And
so yeah,
if you had a room full of that, things would be horribly, horribly wrong. Yeah. Yes.
So we are all stressed, but not for the reasons everybody else is stressed.
You're trying not to die.
I just thank God that all our staff is safe and that our government leads are, you know, they care enough to get that fixed. Because I know people that would have went, the water's just underneath the raised flooring. You'll be all right.
Yeah, send the contractors in.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I quit.
You can't be quit. You have to be sold.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. Thank you for pointing that out to me.
Roll well and live 41.
And here I thought I was a house contractor, so I had a little bit more authority.
No, it's the field for folks like a...
Steven from Django.
Yeah.
It's Bravo. Bravo.
But I'm going to have to change my name now.
Toby?
Yep.
Do it.
Can I... should I just cross my name, the goon, out on the, on where my nameplate is and just write Toby?
You should write Toby, be good contractor. Oh gosh. We're going to go in trouble.
Oh. Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Showcat. Showcat thinks this is funny too. So why don't you tell us about your weekend, Crutch? Because you you had some swell times.
Well, you know, I've always felt that people should be prepared for eventualities, and it's a very good possibility that there's going to be a lot less money at the Department of Defense, and contracts could be cut, and you know, I may have to find other things to do. And so I've been working on some of my other skills,
but. Building up your skill set, have you?
Yeah, you know, because every little bit is, you know, could be a valuable side gig. My forte this weekend was toilets. I had the opportunity, and I say by opportunity, I was told I needed to fix, I needed to fix three toilets. I ended up fixing four because I broke one. So, which wasn't one of the first three, which I thought was an interesting way to run the game. I had been told that there was a serious problem with the main toilet at my in-laws. The good news was it was really just an issue with the handle had gotten so loose it had gotten jammed in an odd position. So just unscrewing the back of the handle, put the handle back in place. Going to be a 30-minute job turns into a 5-minute job. I'm like thrilled. Job number two was at number one's facility over there in Shea, Annapolis. And she didn't like the seat that came with the toilet with her apartment, so we had bought her a nice seat. And the seat had gotten loose. And as you well know, the thing holding the seat in place are these two plastic bolts.
Yes, they are. They're really flimsy, too.
Yeah, but what most people don't realize is that there's two plastic nuts on the bottom of those bolts. So just turning the screw on the top doesn't get you far. You know, you got to...
No, because the nut turns as well.
Exactly, because that's what happens. So that was a quick fix, too. And I thought, wow, I'm two for two. This is awesome.
You're ready to set up Crutch exclamation point. Plumbers extraordinaire.
I was going to go out and get like a Luigi costume and, you know,
that's nice.
Anyway.
Can you have a little cart with all your tools in it?
Seriously. And I got to find someone taller than me, which won't be hard. You know, to wear the green outfit. Anyway.
I'm probably going to need a job after the show. So
I know. Yeah. How are your plumbing skills? So my wife has been complaining about the fact that ever since the last time I fixed her toilet, it runs fine. It just takes a long time to fill. Well, I found the culprit, if you will. There's a tube that comes off of the interior. We're going into toilet talk here. Anyway. Long story short, this tube was a
bathroom humor here on.
I know. Here we go. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that great, Showcat?
There was a pinch in the line. So I fixed the pinch and now it fills very quickly. Now she complains about the sound it makes while it's filling. I'm like, that's the forced water, you know?
Sorry.
So the one basement.
That, my dear, is the sound of power.
Exactly. Anyway, down in the basement. Is the toilet I use the most because it's near all of my workout equipment. And it had started to develop one of those, you know, I'm just not quite stopping, you know, just kind of a little dribble, blum, 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 blum. And I realized what it was is the arm on the floater needed to just be bent down just a little. And I bent it down just a little with you know, with a channel lock and a pair of pliers and that, you know, the good way, you know, where you're doing things, you know, responsibly. And then I hadn't bent it enough and I was too lazy to put those back on. So I just used my hands, which is not the way to do that because my left hand was not in sync with my right hand. And I snapped that rod right off of the toilet in my hands and the thing just starts filling up with water. And I went, well, let's go turn this off and replace all of the innards because that's what you got to do at that point.
Did you go get your one of the new Flushmasters?
I already had purchased two of them. I was going to be using one on my bathroom and one on the bathroom for my in-laws. Luckily, I didn't need it down there, yada, yada. Anyway, so I have an extra right now. But the Flushmaster is awesome. I put the whole thing in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very easy job.
I lost 17 seconds, though.
Did you squirt yourself in the eye, please? Please say
No. I used to be able to get a full tank refill in a minute. And now it takes a minute and 17 seconds. And I'm learning to live with it.
There is a way to adjust the flow rate on. There's one of the numerous little screws.
It's already set to Lake Mead speed. So, yeah, you know.
Well, have you seen the... Now, what was the brand?
It was Fluid Master.
Fluid.
So, have you seen the Kohler ones?
Uh-oh. We have a rival toilet talk?
Yes. So...
No, but I'm looking right now.
When I looked at it, I said, what sorcery is this? There's no like styrofoam floater like there's normally. I was worried that it was going to be a mess to deal with, but
how is it worse?
It is a solid piece. It looks like a spaceship lifting off in the middle. And it's got a rubber gasket, and that is the only thing that you replace.
I'm looking at it right now. It's called a canister valve.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on a second.
So
this will also be in the show notes because nobody will want it. Anyway, canister plethora. Holy Jack, what is that?
That is what is inside the toilet.
Now that only works in Kohler toilets, though, right?
Well, I mean, no, all the guts and stuff are the same. It just comes with Kohler toilets. And so, like, I heard trickling, and I couldn't figure out where. And then I said, I don't even know how to replace this. So then I have to go online, and there's Kohler chat, and where you can gripe about your Kohler, or you can praise the Kohler, but they have Kohler videos. And so it is a simple twist and lift that is like that. I mean, you don't need any tools for it. There's the part is, it was like $1. And
wow.
You basically put it in, you tap it on the side, and then everything's good. And there's, you never have to worry about things getting lodged in there. And I had messed this thing up because I couldn't tell what on earth was going on. So I was like putting rubber all around it. I filled it with rocks. We were just doing wild experiments.
You know, you better be careful on that Kohler chat room, you know, because the talk could get quite dirty.
No, it was all, I mean, it was all toiletries.
Yeah.
Toiletry accessories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I thought it was very helpful. And thus.
Probably not the same as the talk going on at the agency.
Which this does, you know, I knew things were bad. In fact, well, when we were there circa, I think 2021,
mm-hmm.
we were saying things are going downhill.
Well, yes, we have. And they do have, various chat facilities. I was not aware of the chat facilities you sent us links to therein. Holy jumping catfish.
Yes.
Disturbing.
It is.
When the Senate floor shenanigans happened, I said, I thought we had hit rock bottom, but there were others saying we can keep digging. And by golly.
Yes. Apparently the federal government has got chat rooms where they talk about
things they should.
Non-work related things in the most general sense. Holy cow.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the Bongino FBI can handle that one. It's funny that, you know, 1-800-877-CASH-NOW is in charge, and yet they're just calling it the Bongino FBI. We know who's in charge. You've got to...
They were a 1-2 punch, don't you think? If all of you haven't heard, podcaster extraordinaire Dan Bongino is the deputy director of the FBI.
Well, a former Secret Service, former NYPD. He's now just, BBC likes to think of him as just a podcaster.
Oh, you've got to say right-wing extremist podcaster.
Oh, well, there's that, yeah. But isn't that just the same thing? I mean, even Joe Rogan is a white right-wing extremist to these people. So,
Have either of you met him?
Yeah. No.
Because he was running in my district.
District. Yes. Well, that isn't how I met him, because I was singing in a barbershop quartet at an event that he was at. And we got rained out, and they made us all just kind of hang out there without performing. And I went wandering over to his area. You know, I didn't know who he was, and he was running the district. I'm like, well, give me your stuff. And it was just he and I for a good 10 minutes. Very engaging man.
Did he invite you to his daughter's wedding?
He has a foul mouth.
Well, he's an NYPD cop.
Yeah. I met him when he was running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cursing up a storm. I was like, bro, you don't have a chance. Well, I mean, first of all, you're Republican in Maryland, so you don't have a chance. But you're not winning anyone over when you're like, F that guy. And it's like, what am I listening to? Like, you're not.
And yet, look who we have for a vice president.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Now, I mean, to be fair, this was what, like 16 years ago? Long time ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
But wow. Yeah. It's so, I mean, and now again, so I had a, it's funny when Rumble was about $5 a share, I was like, ooh, an alternative to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Let me invest. And then I got the notice that Tedler had made a tender offer of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. I was like, time to get out, because I know that Tedler is the Chinese based stable coin.
Oh, really?
So that's when, and then I left, and then all of a sudden, like, the top five shareholders is the founder, who is in Canada, that Portnoy guy, the Barstool Sports guy, mm-hmm. who just wanted an alternative. Bongino was number five, and is like the only thing that his company holds, the only stock. But then all of a sudden, you know, I sent you guys the article, because hot dog, now he's there. And, you know, you have Cash, who seems level headed and like, okay, I will direct things. And then you have Bongino, who's more the rabid dog. I can't wait to get you guys behind him.
Yeah. He's the guy that Cash is going to point at people and go, sick 'em.
They are literally good cop and bad cop.
That is, he is the best deputy director combo. That is just what you want.
If you remember the Stallone Kurt Russell movie Tango and Cash, this is bad cop, worst cop.
When I was a manager in my working on a NASA program days, I had a staff of about 20 people. And so I had a deputy. My deputy was a biker. It was perfect.
Like 100%er?
Yeah. I didn't ask. I didn't need to know. But he was good at what he did. He knew IT, but he had the right look. And when we needed difficult things done.
Oh, was it?
It was Jim.
Okay.
And he was a great guy. And when we had difficult things to do, he would look at me and he'd go, I got this, boss. And he would go away. And we'd get taken care of. You know what I'm saying? There was no problem. There was peace in the family, which is very important.
Very important. Okay. Well, it's been an interesting week.
Yes.
For sure.
What is this week? Week five of the administration? And
it's more popular today than it was the day it started.
I have I have folks that keep telling me I'm afraid to wake up because I don't know what I'm waking up to. And I was like, so what you're saying is that the pain that you put others through, now that it's happening, you understand. Maybe this is balance in the force?
Right, the equilibrium.
Yeah, it swung so far one side, now it's going the other way. But that's what that's one thing that I did understand, is that people who, that became their norm, once it got outside that norm, like, well, this is a problem. So that means that anything, there was no middle, anything that was not left wing is just considered right wing. There can't be a moderate.
No, there's no moderate anymore. You're either on my team or you're my sworn enemy to be destroyed.
Well, when you have Terminator bots coming for you, then once again, I'll just keep going to that because there's some amazing advancements in Terminator technology. And while it's really just synthesized humanoids, I know they're really Terminators.
Did you see the video of the android with like 1,000 muscles hanging from a hook waking up where it's like twitching and stuff?
Yes. Yes, I did. That's the
that is the stuff of nightmares.
Indeed.
Just has to say Cyberdyne Systems Model 101. That's real. And I know.
Oh God. I was like, really? Did you guys think it through before you said, let's make a video of this? Let's hang him from a hook. Yeah, gee, that's better.
Yeah, it and the fact that it was completely pale white, all the imagery was there. You just needed the soundtrack to go with it, and thanks to people like me, there's a game called Mortal Kombat, and Mortal Kombat is owned by Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers owns the rights to the Terminator franchise. And they have just released the T-1000 inside their game. And it's, and I'm like, well, I mean, they're just getting everyone, you know, desensitized to the fact that this will be happening, unfortunately, a lot sooner than everyone suggested or thought.
By the way, that was a Polish robot company. I just wanted to state that for the record.
You know, here I am just minding my own business, letting you guys talk, and it's a racist attack.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You're the one with the creepy, twitchy humanoid robot, just say.
They need protection. Who else are you going to send?
And you made them all white. I'm just saying.
We keep getting invaded. What do you want?
It's the only color the Poles know. What is, I mean, come on.
Oh, wow.
I've been to Poland. I was the darkest person there. You know how dark I am not. So.
Oh, that's yeah, much.
That is true. There could be no denying this.
Oh. So, while we're talking about pale Europeans, you heard Germany's got a new government.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out for them, though. They don't seem too thrilled.
Yeah, the quote unquote German conservatives are not pleased that Trump and the U.S. are pleased. They want to distance themselves and be their own people. And then somebody said they wanted to take over Europe. I'm like, well, let's not go down that road again.
Hey, why stop a losing streak?
Right, three times the charm.
Yeah.
Right now they're in, you know, ficken sie herum und finden sie es heraus. Was I close, Chief?
I don't think so.
Well, because that's what the lady on Google said it sounded like. Okay.
We have to ask Mr. and Mrs. Browning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm hoping for a translation from Mrs. Browning.
We may have to add a segment called German speak with Mrs. Browning.
Right. Crunch is just sworn in German. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know.
This is how we say goon is a bad driver.
Oh, wait a second. Let's see here. Goon ist...
I should have known that better.
Right, right.
Goon ist ein schlechter Fahrer.
That sounds pretty bad. I mean,
yeah.
But everything sounds harsh in German.
That's true.
You know, it's like when you say the word like ambulance, you know, in all the other languages, it's ambulance, ambulancia. In German, it's Flugwagen.
Well, I have I'll consult my großer uncle, which is he's the owner of the YouTube channel that I just shared.
Okay.
And.
What is that word?
Zeitgescheit wird und dann.
Wow. Okay.
They play German music when you go to it. That's pretty cool.
I can't go to it. Otherwise, everybody on the show will hear the music. I've learned my lesson. I know my technology now. Do not click on things that make noise. It ends up in the record.
You don't think we'd mock you, huh?
Oh, well, no more so than, you know, driving over a mailbox.
One little mistake.
I'm going to put a new counter on the wall.
Number of days since Goon has hit a mailbox. Okay.
Oh, lordy lord. That would actually be funny.
Mm-hmm. Hurricane will think that's hilarious. She just looked at me, shook her head ruefully, and walked away. Didn't say a word.
Have you ever noticed people only shake their head ruefully, not ruelessly?
That's true. Showcat hasn't really spoken to me about it.
Taking your direction from a cat. What are you, Egyptian? Well,
Showcat does shake her head and walk away slowly, so.
She does.
It's kind of the same thing, yeah.
Maybe she just does it so often to you that you,
she figures I'm just
it's
not
a day ending and why.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to get the message, so.
Yeah, I'm giving up on that dream.
I know she was upset with me this weekend because for some reason, Stitch decided that I needed a dog in my lap so that I would be comfortable.
And it wasn't Wendy.
Well, Wendy wasn't in my lap. She was in Stitch's spot, and he didn't like that. So he took her spot by circling on my lap several times, placing his paws in areas I would rather not have paws placed. And then he curled up and went to sleep on me for like 3 hours. And when I tried to get up, nothing worked. It was all asleep. And
exactly.
Showcat thought it was very funny, didn't you, baby? Exactly, yes.
Stitch is not a lap dog.
77 pounds. No, he is not.
Yeah,
but
you need a bigger lap.
Could have been one of Mr. Browning's dogs. That would have been painful.
That'd have cut off blood. We might have had to amputate her 3.5 hours.
But his dogs are so sweet.
They are. I mean, you know, look at those faces. Those are adorable dogs.
I absolutely agree.
Ah, well, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we've had enough of your time. No. Thank you once again for joining us. We always enjoy having folks listen. Please listen. Please pass our show on to your friends and maybe even your frenemies. Everybody will enjoy this show. We will see you again. Well, you'll hear us again next week. Same time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by, is your toilet in the crapper? Have a faucet with a slow, painful drip, drip, drip? You need Luigi Crutch and Sons Plumbers. They will drive their little plumbing carts to your home or business and fix that drip and that commode with ease and only a little pain to your wallet. Slightly grumpy yet effective repairs delivered by a plumbing guy. What could be better? And Goon's Not-So-Safe Driving School. Learn how to adapt and overcome obstacles. Much apologies for real to my neighbor, and thank you again for being so nice, because as you said, crap happens. Learn to drive your 1999 Mercedes Panzer to full effect. And I have a bureaucracy and I need cash now. 1-877-CASH-NOW. How about Bongino too? That should fix things. To our agent friends, Daddy and your mean uncle are home. FAFO, a public safety message from Swimming with the Fish. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.